Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to In Search Of. We're your host, Ashton and Sam. We're two accountants who binge podcasts by day and TV by night. Keep listening to find what you've been in search of. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Ashton.
So today we have serial killers. And we tried to do some research on this because we found that a lot of like serial killers are just kind of gross.
Yeah. Or everyone already knows the story. Yeah. And it's been told a million times and we didn't want to do that.
So we did put in a little extra effort, I think, this time around, trying to find some good stories that we wanted. Well, shows that we wanted to recommend, but also like wouldn't like gross you out and to like we didn't want to talk about out loud because sometimes they're just cringy. So we've got serial killers today. The show is a movie this time, which is The Clove Hitch Killer on Netflix. And then we've got for podcasts, we're each doing like episodes from a show. So I've got an episode from Criminal, which we love Criminal. It's got Phoebe Judge and it's episode 38 titled Jolly Jane. And then you have
Park Predators.
Yep.
And it's the very first episode they ever did. So the first episode of the first season called The Hunter.
Yeah. So some good, different kind of things this week, I guess, with a movie and then just episodes, which they might be a little shorter. So I don't know. Might be easier for the listener. Maybe they'll make it through the whole episode.
Yeah, that percentage on our statistics will be 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we'll start with
Clove Hitch Killer.
Yeah. So I had watched this movie previously. So when we were thinking about something to do for serial killers, I mentioned it to you. So you actually watched it like very recently.
Yeah, just a couple days ago.
Yeah. So what did you think?
Okay,
and we haven't talked about it at all.
We haven't.
So I'm excited.
So when it first started, for the first like hour of it maybe,
yeah,
I was like, this is dumb.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, there's no mystery. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what's happening. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I wasn't really into it.
Yeah.
And then I messaged you and I was like, is this fiction or is this based on something true? And you sent me the Google search.
At first, I didn't think it was based on anything. But then I had to actually go Google it. And it is based off of BTK.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he murders. So it's a dad and he's got like his family and he looks like I think he's like a churchgoer, like
in like a Boy Scout troop leader,
involved in Boy Scouts. And he, women are like going missing. Right. And then, his son somehow like puts it together.
Yeah. He takes a girl on a date, or I don't know if they're on a date, but the girl, he like takes his dad's truck out like in the middle of the night and picks up this girl, and she finds a picture in the side of his truck.
That's right.
And it's like a woman like bound and like gagged.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my god, are you into this? And
yes.
he's like no. I don't.
Yeah.
He's like, this isn't even my truck.
Yeah.
And so he's like, okay, why is this in my dad's truck? And mm-hmm. then he finds like not maps, but
something in his shed, right?
Yeah, like pictures mm-hmm. and diagrams of like, it looks like where maybe bodies were or mm-hmm. something.
And it's like trophies, like yeah. he's held on to things. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what. So yeah, so that happens. And then he's supposed to go on a like trip, some kind of like camp, but he doesn't actually go. He stays and follows his dad, him and his friend mm-hmm. or somebody. And they catch his dad, like they, because his dad was a termite or some kind of like
handyman. So he had he knew how to like pick locks and he knew people's homes.
Yes. So he was like following his dad one day and I guess finds him like at someone's house
in the middle of
committing
the act, and he's got the rifle in his hands. The son does.
Yes. Yes. And so then they kind of like fight and it's like this tussle or whatever, and then he and his dad was trying to kill him, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he ultimately shoots his dad, right?
Well, so he and his friend are there at this house, and they let his dad run away, and his friend, the girl, is about to call 911, and he's like, no, you can't. So they let him go immediately, but then at the end of the movie you see like a funeral is happening for the father, and the boy is like giving the eulogy, it flashes back to him and the girl like dragging his dad's body to the woods and putting like a gun in his hand, and he has a bullet or a gunshot wound to his head to stage it like a suicide. But they lead you to believe like they somehow found him and killed him.
So, but do they ever show where the son kills? No. So you just make that assumption that happened. Okay. I couldn't remember, but I remember them like wrestling and fighting and his dad like trying to kill him. But it's a you know, we're not into movies, but I think it was a pretty good movie.
I kind of liked it more when it was when I learned that pieces of it were pulled from BTK killer, because at first I was like, what is the point? Because there was like no mystery to it. It was like obvious that the guy was doing it, and then it was obvious that the son knew it. So I was like, I don't understand why this movie is a movie. But then when I realized that it kind of pulled on some things that were kind of true, I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. I guess it does make sense that they pull from BTK because he's like a family guy and within the community.
And the way he, so BTK is bound, tortured, and killed. Like he named himself that. That's what this guy did.
I never knew that.
Put a bag over their
I never knew BTK meant that. I thought it was like Burger King, but I don't know why.
BK.
I don't know why.
BK King or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's a good one. If you're into movies, we finally have a movie that we recommend. So there you go. I also forgot to say, if you don't want to hear anything, spoiler alert, but too late for that now. Okay, so now we've got our podcast.
I feel like the whole movie was a spoiler, though. There was no, like, wonder. There was no mystery to
me to the movie. Yeah, they kind of got to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I agree. So now we've got our podcast. So these are two, like, good. I feel like we both really like these podcasts and these hosts. So Criminal, obviously, Phoebe Judge, we love her. And then Park Predators has
Delia D'Ambro.
Yeah,
stand Delia D'Ambro.
We
too,
love her. What else has she done?
Counterclock.
Okay. What was that? Did she do Red Collar?
Red Collar?
I think she did Red.
Catherine Townsend.
Oh, it was Catherine Townsend. Okay, all these people are like within the Audio Chuck network. Yeah, which Audio Chuck, if you want us to join,
we're ready and waiting.
Yes, yeah, we're here. Also, Criminal, I think, is part of Wondery, right? I think maybe. So. I don't know. Wondery's also a good one too. Shout out to Wondery if y'all want to.
Exactly right.
Anybody. I mean,
throw them all out there.
Anybody who wants to help us do this, we will gladly take the help. Okay, so I'm going to go first. I'm going to do Jolly Jane. And I picked this one because it doesn't have like any weird like rapey vibes, which. Yeah, I think yours has a little bit, but we tried our best to like steer clear of some like really weird dark serial killers, but that's kind of hard to avoid with the theme serial killers. Anyways, okay, so Jolly Jane was her name was Jane Toppin. She was born in 1857, so this was like way back in the day. She was an orphan. Her mom had died, and then her father like went a little crazy after her mom died and apparently like tried to sew his eyelids shut. and he was later committed. So they, her and her sister were moved. They moved in with their grandmother, but then their grandmother couldn't take care of them. So they were put up for into like foster care. So she was eventually adopted and had like a good childhood, like after this. And it's kind of interesting too. So like Phoebe interviews this person who works at this library in Boston. And at some point they found like all these really old death certificates, and they all, it was all these people who died from like this one person, this one, like all had the same doctor and nurse. And so it kind of like got her intrigued of like, okay, how did all these people die? So then she tells the story of Jane Toppin. So it's just kind of interesting how like Phoebe found this. She finds like all these crazy stories, but I thought that was an interesting little tidbit. Anyways, so Jane went to, she was smart, likable, like had a good childhood, blah, blah, blah. Went to Cambridge Nursing School, but actually the day before she was supposed to graduate, she like left. So she, I mean, she had all the training, but like never had, like got her official certificate.
That's weird.
Yeah, just a little.
Like one more day.
And it was a little weird. One more day. A little quirky. But everybody like considered her like very compassionate. She was out, like they said, she was an outstanding nurse, was very like humorous, and that's how she got the nickname Jolly Jane. But Jolly Jane, then there's a but, we all know there was going to be a but. Yeah. So Jolly Jane would, she liked to experiment. She would give her patients doses of morphine, and then, when she was like right before they were about to die, she would give them atropine, which is like for, so morphine obviously is like when you want the pain to go away, slows things down, whatever. Atropine is like help, it like wakes you up. It's like supposed to treat symptoms of low heart rate. Google that. Okay. From Wikipedia. It gets, but it like gets your heart going again. So anyway, so she'd give them the morphine, and then right before they would die, she'd give them the atropine, so they'd come back to life, and then give them the morphine, and they would die. So like she liked the back and forth. It was, oh, yeah, weird.
Did she want them to like feel like suffering or why?
Yeah, and I think she also liked the feeling of like comforting them. I'll talk about that a little bit. Okay. So like a little kind of like the what's that word, like when you want your like when you pretend your kid is sick.
Munchausen.
Yeah, like kind of those vibes. Okay. A little bit. But she would either like when they ultimately died, she would just like report it or just let somebody discover it. But the librarian or whoever, I can't remember her name, who was interviewed for this, she said that maybe she had the thought process of like they're going to die anyways. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, maybe that was her conscious like telling mm-hmm. her that was okay. I don't know. But she did say that like she liked the back and forth. And she didn't murder everybody, like just some. Mm. So who knows why she picked certain people and she didn't. So obviously the question is like, why is she doing this? Was she playing God? Did she really believe like she was helping, helping them not suffer? And so one of the theories they talked about was supposedly she would crawl into bed with her victims and comfort them and kiss them. And
did
like,
you watch Grey's Anatomy?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Was very, very, very late to the game, but if you guys who are listening watch Grey's Anatomy, what's her name? Katherine Heigl's uh-huh. character, she, like, gets into bed with this guy she's, like, treating, and it's
weird.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, well, she would do this, and, like, apparently it gave her, like, a sexual thrill. Hmm. I know, weird. So, and then one time, like, the way they found out about this was because there was an incident where the patient woke up when this was happening, and she was like, she said, like, Jane said, oh, I was just comforting them, whatever. So kind of creepy. Like, I would freak the F out if I woke up and, like, somebody was in the, yeah, no, thank you. Even if it was, like, a woman, you know, like, no, I don't want anyone touching me. Okay. So they kind of, like, question, you know, the obvious, like, how was she never caught? But people loved her. They would, like, move her into their homes to, like, care for the sick people dying, and they believed that like she did the best she could. So Jane's like last big act that finally got her caught, she rented a vacation home in Cape Cod from this guy named Alden Davis. And she was really close to the Davis family, and his like daughters and granddaughters loved her. Side note, she was always like broke and would take loans from her patients, which is kind of weird. But the Davises were used to her not paying rent. But this time it had been like an entire year since she had paid her rent. And they said it was like $500, which is crazy that,
just what that would be today.
I know. I don't know. I'm sure expensive. Cod is a fancy place, I think. I don't know. So Alden's wife decided that she would go and meet Jane in Boston to try to settle up before she came back for like the summer. So the day before, his wife was supposed to leave, she had fallen, and but like witnesses said, like she was fine. Like she had diabetes, so they just like kind of thought it was the diabetes that had caused the fall. But while she was in Boston, she had developed severe pain, and so Jane called the doctor, and the doctor said she needed to be on bed rest, and Jane said she would handle it. She died the next day. So Alden and his daughter were going to come to Boston after hearing the news, but Jane said she would take care of it. So she used the wife's like ticket back to Cape Cod and like handled the body and the funeral and everything. So that's a little weird. And then right before, so she came back, took care of the funeral, was there in Cape Cod, whatever. Well, right before she was supposed to head back to Boston, one of Davis's girls got sick. So Jane was asked to stay and take care of her. And his daughter had always kind of been sick. Like, I think she had like stomach problems. And so, yeah, I know. This would have been you, Sam.
Okay.
So the cause of death was listed as heart disease. Oh. I don't know. And then so Alden was so upset by the sudden deaths of his daughter and wife that the doctor ordered him on to be on bed rest. And then like the host or the guest and BB were like, big mistake.
Yeah,
because he died. And his cause of death was listed as a stroke. So that leaves one daughter left of the Davis family, and that's Mary. And she eventually dies, and she's 30 years old, and the cause was listed as exhaustion. And so this was the fourth and final member of the Davis family to die like within a 6-week span. And they were talking like, they were like, you could have just like stopped there and probably would have not gotten caught, but like she couldn't stop. Yeah. Like she just was like taking them out one by one. So while her husband, Mary, the last daughter who died, while her husband was away at sea, her father-in-law was like there seeing all this happen and like was like, okay, something's not right. So the father-in-law decides to say something because he's like, something's like, Mary shouldn't have died. Like everybody else fine, but Mary should not have died. So the father-in-law asks the doctor about the injection that had been ordered for Mary, and the doctor doesn't know what he's talking about. He's like, I never had an injection ordered for her. So the father-in-law and the husband go to the state police to investigate Mary's death. They get her body exhumed, and they find the morphine and atropine in her body. So Jane knew like the autopsy was about to happen, so she fled to New Hampshire, but ultimately they caught her, and she confessed. And she said she did it because she felt so sorry for Mary since she had lost her whole family, but Jane killed the whole family. So, like, like she was not right in the head. So,
save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, she ended up confessing to like at that time 31 murders and even confessed to killing her foster sister.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She went to trial, but she only went to trial for Mary's murder because that was like the only autopsy that had been done. Mm-hmm. But she was found not guilty for reason of insanity, and she was institutionalized for like 40 years and continued to confess to more murders. And I feel like I'm about to sneeze. Okay, never mind. And had confessed to killing like 100 people since she had became a nurse and since the Davises had died. So yeah, that was Jolly Jane.
Wow. Were the Davises in the hospital, or was she caring for them, like, at their home?
I think she was caring for them at their home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like back then, like, if you were rich, maybe you, like, had
doctors just come to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, did you listen to that one before we talked about it?
I feel like I've listened to, like, almost every criminal episode, but yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was one of the, I mean, it was episode 38, so
yeah,
it was, like,
early.
Very early. But yeah, I mean, if you like Google, because I was Googling women serial killers, like she comes up. And so when I saw that, I remembered that story on Criminal. But yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I was listening to the most recent My Favorite Murder that they had Phoebe on telling a story. And Phoebe was saying that she finds a lot of stories that are so old that there's no one to talk about them or mm-hmm. like tell the story. So it's interesting when she can like go that far back and
She tells the best stories. They're just so random and interesting,
and her voice is so soothing.
Yes, I love
it. It's really nice.
Yeah, so Criminal is a great podcast, so you should definitely check that episode out and just mm-hmm. check out Criminal, because she's got a lot of goods. So like if you're not totally into true crime, it covers like a lot of different topics.
Some of the stories are funny. Some of them, like the last one, the most recent one was about this bourbon.
I didn't listen to it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, hard to find and like what people do mm-hmm. to get it and all this stuff. So it's not like gory all the mm-hmm. sometimes it is, but it's mm-hmm. not always.
Yeah, it's good. All right, well, that's Jolly Jane.
And another host that I love is Delia D'Ambra, who I think I first heard her through Counter Clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came out with Park Predators, and it's like a show about things that happen in or around like national parks mm-hmm. and like hiking trails and stuff like that.
Which also I think is a really cool topic too.
Yeah. I didn't realize that there could be so many stories like in this same theme, but they've had two seasons
mm-hmm.
of like several, many episodes. So
yep.
There's a lot of interesting stories.
She also has a good voice too. She has like a very good like reporter voice.
Yes.
But I like it on the podcast.
Yeah. So this is the very first episode ever. It's called The Hunter. And so this happens on New Year's Day in 2008. And Meredith Emerson was 24 years old, and she was going for a hike with her dog, Ella, which Ashton and I were like, anytime there's a dog, we're like, oh my
it's
God,
just
is
like
the dog
a gut
okay?
punch. I know, you're so concerned about the dog.
Spoiler, the dog is okay at the end
but
of
we
this,
still feel so bad for her.
Yes. So she was hiking Blood Mountain in Georgia, and she was an avid hiker and traveler, so this was, like, not the first time she'd gone on a hike.
And when was this again?
2008.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was not uncommon for just her and the dog to go on a hike, and she was trained in martial art, so, like, she could defend herself, especially, like, with a dog. The dog was, like, a lab mix or something.
Mm-hmm.
So she would always touch base with her friends and family during her hikes, like, every couple of hours, but this time there was no contact. No one could reach her. So the police start a search on the trail. And they find a police baton and a dog leash and dog treats along the trail. And one of the officers remembers after they found those items, he remembers that when they were going up the trail, like an older man and a younger woman passed them going down. And he just thought it was like maybe a father and daughter, didn't really think anything
of it. That makes me so
like if it was them, like they literally passed each other. Like they had the moment to like,
yeah. And it also freaks me out too, that she had her dog and she like knew martial arts. Cause it's like, okay, you should be like, you would think she would be prepared for anything.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel
unsafe.
Yes. Cause I'm like,
how can I go out now into the world?
Yeah. If she couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
they don't find anything the first day besides that baton and the dog things. And then snow starts to fall. So it becomes a lot harder to search. But the story goes out on the news, and the police get a call from a businessman who recognized the description of the guy. And he was the former boss of the guy who he thought like met the description. So he had an employee called Gary Hilton, and the businessman's name is John, and he had hired Gary, but had to fire him because Gary like all of a sudden turned and was like very like threatening towards him and was like demanding money, like thousands and thousands of dollars. And John was like so worried that he kept his family like away from the area, and he would like drive around his neighborhood at night before he like went in for the day to make sure Gary wasn't there. And he even resorted to sleeping with a gun He was so worried about what this guy was going to do. And so I don't know why, but John did not call the police right away when he saw the description on the news.
Yeah, I remember that. They said that he waited, which is so annoying.
So he didn't call the police, but John got a call from Gary.
What? Oh, okay, yeah.
Right when the story was on the news. And Gary said that he needed money, demanding more money, and he said that he was at Blood Mountain where Meredith was hiking.
Oh my gosh.
So he waited for whatever reason a few hours to call the
police. I mean, he probably waited because he was probably scared for his family.
Yeah.
But still, it sucks.
Yeah. And Gary said that he was at like a gas station or something. And so John called the police and said, this is where he said he was. So the police went, but obviously it had been hours and
he was already gone.
So they missed that opportunity. And then, so Meredith goes missing on New Year's Day, and now it's January 4th. And the police get a call from a truck driver, and he had broken down, and he saw like an older man and a young woman in a van, and he tried to get help from this guy in the van. And the guy like went up to him before he could get close and was kind of like making him back away, and kind of like shoved the woman who was with him like back in the van. And so the investigators were searching that area, and they found in a dumpster bloody clothes, boots, and Meredith's purse. And near the dumpster, they find Meredith's dog, Ella. She's walking around. But again, they like just missed him because like
they were always like a few steps behind him.
So finally they get a 911 call from a man who sees Gary at the gas station, and they play this 911 call, and like I love it. I love this guy.
It like gives you chills.
He's like, I know this is him. He's like, I've seen the story on the news. I know.
And he's like, okay, do you have people coming? Like, if you don't, like, I will go get him right now.
Yeah. He said he's emptying his van. He's taking things to the trash. And he said, he looks like he's guilty as sin. I can take him down if you want. And the operator's like, no, we have people. And he's like, are you sure? Like, they look like they're about to leave. Like, are they on their way? And she's like, yes.
He needs to win like a citizen award. I don't know, but
citizen.
I know.
So the police get there in time, and Gary cooperates. He leads them to Meredith's body, and they're like, it is just her body.
That makes me so mad.
Is not there.
I'm like, dude, you already killed her. Why do you have to do that?
I know. And what we were talking about, like how we feel so bad for the dog, because like so Gary says that he bumped into Meredith and Ella as they were going up the trail, and he hid and waited for them to come back down and like took Meredith, and she like begged him to go back and get her dog, which I mean, I'm sure she thought like maybe the dog like helped me get away, but like also like I can't imagine the dog like watching this happen to its owner.
So horrible.
And, like, how scared.
The whole thing is just horrible.
Yes. So he like captures Meredith, and Meredith almost defeated him. Like they like started fighting, and like her martial arts like almost like was
saved
able
her.
To overtake him. But I guess she like stepped backwards once, like kind of weird, and lost her footing, and so he was able to kind of like take her over.
Yeah.
And he like led her to a bunch of ATMs. He was trying to get
money,
her to withdraw money. And like none of the ATM withdrawals went through. And they were like, well, she probably gave him the wrong PIN number trying to buy her some time. And again, that's another thing that like he got away and he shouldn't have, because the bank should have been alerted to like all these attempts at an ATM that didn't go through on her account, but they didn't.
Yeah.
So they search his van and they find like blood and DNA, but it's not his and it's not Meredith. So they're like, he is a serial killer.
Yeah.
He had another victim. So then the story goes back to North Carolina. There were two missing hikers.
Question. Did he ever take them to her head?
Okay. Yes. So they go back to North Carolina. There were two missing hikers, John and Irene Bryant. They were in their 80s. And they were, like, for being in their 80s, I was like, look at you guys go.
Yeah, that's
impressive.
They were
very busy. They traveled. They hiked all the time. So their family, like, didn't have, like, constant contact with them because mm-hmm. they were, like, in and out of the country and stuff.
And they're older, too. Yeah. Yeah.
And so they had been, like, missing, gone for a few days, I think, before anyone noticed, because it wasn't weird to not hear from them. Irene's phone had attempted to call 911, but it never went through. There was the same ATM withdrawal, but this time it was successful, and Irene's body was found not far from where they took off for their mm-hmm. hike. Same manner as Meredith, like decapitated.
Ugh.
And the blood in Gary's van is John's, her husband's.
Yeah.
So that was in October of 2007, and then Meredith's death was in January of 2008. And in between, those months in between, Gary had been stopped by a police officer. He told him he was a paratrooper, mm-hmm. and so the police officer let him go. He was in the Apalachicola Forest in Florida, where Cheryl Dunlap had gone missing, and her body was found decapitated.
I don't get that.
Mm-hmm. And so, and he was considered a suspect in another disappearance and murder. It was not confirmed, but he did eventually like lead them to the rest of Meredith. And, you know, he confessed to all of it.
And he also was like, had a wife and a kid. Mm-hmm. And like, I think his wife and daughter, I think, was like, went to Disney World or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like,
yeah,
so
they
normal.
They were gone while he did this.
Yeah. Yeah. It just makes me, one, this guy was like so lucky because he seemed to like get away with things.
Yeah. He had so many close calls.
Mm-hmm. Which is just annoying. And then it makes me so mad about the decapitating. Like, why? That's so disrespectful. Like, one, what you're doing is already horrible, but it's so disrespectful to do that. Why?
I don't know.
Sicko.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay.
So anyway, that is part.
I'm assuming he's in jail.
Yes.
For the rest of his life.
Yeah. I think, I'm trying to think if I have this confused with another story, but no, I'm not going to say that because I think I have that confused.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. I know. They all start to blend together.
I was going
to
say he only got like the maximum sentence for the state, but that is definitely
okay.
a good story.
Yeah. Well, but what was his name?
Gary Hilton.
Okay. It's also crazy to me too, because like, I feel like serial killers are such a thing that we watch and hear about that like happened like before us, or like when we were younger. And so 2008 just like doesn't seem that long ago. And I know that they're still out there.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like a 24-year-old girl out with her dog on a hike. Mm-hmm. Like,
ugh.
Like I can picture myself like doing that. It
makes me so mad.
So,
okay. Well, that's all we got.
The dog survived. I mean,
that's so,
I hope she's living a wonderful life.
I know. I hope so. That's it. Do you have any recommendations?
Recommendations.
I do. I have one thing.
Okay.
If you're in search of something to help with zits, I've had lots of zits lately.
So have I.
A Mighty Patch. I see like influencers use them. I got some, and I mean, I still have like blemishes on my mm-hmm. skin, but they went down, like the, you know, like the sore ones under the skin. Yeah, I had those on. I had like 5 on my face last night, and they really do work well. So Sam and I have talked about like maybe eventually like recording ourselves doing this and showing our faces, but today is not the day. But Mighty Patch, if you want to sponsor us, plug,
I have prescription stuff from my doctor. I needed like the extra strength stuff. I have some patches. They're like Rael.
I haven't heard of that.
Rael, and they didn't do
anything.
Anything, but there's just like different types of like acne and stuff. Mm-hmm. So maybe it just wasn't. Oh yeah, right.
But yeah, that was my. I don't know.
I'll recommend Safe House Tattoo if you are looking for a tattoo that's right. in Nashville.
We recorded this once and then talked about
like, where do we go from tattoos?
Yeah, we talked about Sam getting her tattoo.
And Scout did a great job, but I think she said she's taking like a break to do her like original art for the next like couple of months, and she's not doing like custom stuff. But I think the place is nice.
Yeah. So Sam went and got a tattoo right before this, and we started to record and went off talking about her tattoo, and it just was really awkward. So we stopped.
Like, how do we go back into and
started over? But yes, we've both gotten tattoos from Safe House. Mm-hmm. They're a good place. Really nice. Like I actually got my first tattoo from them, and it was Adam Jackson, and I was super nervous, but he made me not feel nervous at all. And then I did the thing where you go right back and get more tattoos because you have the itch. And then today I was like, ooh, I want more. But good thing you can't just like really walk in anymore because that would be dangerous for me. But yeah, so that's all we got for this episode. But hey, I'll see you right after the Sam, because we're about to record another episode.
Yes, double hitter.
We've been pumping them out lately, two at a time. Yep. So you're welcome.
Yeah, y'all. Guys, you should be.
No, actually, we're just doing this because who wants to do debits and credits forever? Not us.
Nope.
All right. Bye, Sam.
Bye, Ashton.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.